Oh yeah, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. Woo-hoo. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes
Let's
down,
go.
You know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know,
talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Your boy, the host, L Boogie. Man, my co-host, T Row, from Dallas, Texas, representing Norfolk. Then I got my man, Jewel the G. From L.A., California. What the deal? It's Friday, baby. Freestyle. We got the playoffs. Some guys went fishing. We got the money team. We got a couple awards that was handed out. Man, it's going down. Bro, how you feel today on this Friday, baby? Man, Ro ain't even in the spot yet. I guess he's still running from the popo.
Nah, I was over here chilling, L Boogie, my bad. I was actually outside enjoying over that good weather, you know what I mean? So what's up to the world? What's up to all the people calling in, L Boogie and ULG? It's Freestyle Friday, baby. I'm already excited because it was hot last week, so I'm ready to get to it. We're going to make sure we got plenty of time for our rhymers and our freestylers tonight. So we're going to make sure we keep it on point with what we're talking about, L Boogie. So that way, everybody can get their time to shine. Because, you know, last week, man, I wish we had another 30 minutes. Because I think last week, boy, we would have blew the doors off this mother. You know what I'm saying? Boy, them three freestyle rhymers that we had, hey, man, it was hot. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the night. I'm pretty sure some people are still eager waiting to get in. So it is what it is. What's up with you today, player?
Everybody whispering, streets is talking, they gossiping. Man, it was so hot last week on the freestyle. They whispering, they talking. Now they watching now.
Now they watching.
Oh, man. Let's get started with these playoffs, bro. The streets is talking. Man, it's a couple game six tonight. We got a couple on the marquee, some closeouts. We had some injuries later, early on in the playoffs, and I think Russell Westbrook and Rajon Rondo, agent, need to go to these organizations and say, I need more money. I smell the money.
Yeah.
They're in trouble. They're on the road.
Yeah, we actually got four game sixes tonight, which is incredible. We've never had this many game sixes in one setting, you know, in one playoff. And I'm very excited about what's going on. I just hope that the teams who have the actual better record, not the better record, but who has the, you know, who's winning right now as far as the series is concerned, I hope that they can go ahead and close it out because we know you never want to go on the road for a game seven or, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard just to play in a game seven because you never know what happens. And a game seven is one of those games where, you know, whether you lose by 40 or if you lose by one, it all feels the same. because it's the last game. So for these guys who are up 3-2, these teams that are up 3-2, I hope they can go ahead and close it out in a six, because this is the first round, and you don't want to waste all your energy, you know, playing a seven-game series in the first round. You want to try to save that for the second, you know, for the semis and then the conference finals and then maybe even the NBA finals, because, you know, right now it's the end and everybody's giving it all they got. So, you know, it's good to end it before a seventh game, because anything can happen in a seventh game. You don't want to leave it into the ref's hands or just come out and have a bad night on game seven, you know?
It can get ugly. Now, we know that sometimes in game sevens, you know, people, you know, they booty hole get tight. Let's just be honest. We in the streets and we talking. So some guys, they just can't handle it. Am I concerned about my Knicks? Yes, because in a game seven, who knows? That's a tough team over there. And let me address this about my Knicks. Are you kidding me? Kenyon Martin texts or tweets all his guys and say, we're black, we're going to a funeral. First of all, are you an NBA champion? Secondly, how many first-round playoffs have you been out of yourself? You've been in Denver a long time, too. Yes, you played with New Jersey, but that was different. But you come to the, you tell everybody to come to the arena in all black, and we haven't won a playoff series since I had hair on my head. And that's been a long time ago. And then after the game, you're going to sit there when a reporter asks you about it. Just talk to me about the game. Just talk to me about the game. Yes, they are talking to you about the game because you left it in the black suit in the locker room at home.
Hey, if that reporter would have asked me one more time, he'd have beat that reporter down. You saw that look?
And KIMP, did he kept it moving production?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah,
so,
I mean, you know, he shouldn't have mentioned that, L Boogie, talking about coming out in black suits. Come on, man, taking you guys to a field. These guys are old, but they're not done. You know what I'm saying? They're not over the hill. And Paul Pierce can still get it in. They still call it. His nickname's still the truth. And then you got KG. Come on, man. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe tonight it'll be a different story, but... But let me ask you this, L Boogie. How your Knicks going to be up 3-0 and let these boys fight to a game six? What's up with that?
I got four letters for you. M-E-L-O. Mello, man.
You can't blame it all on Mello. Come on now.
Listen, like in the movie Belly, when DMX told Nas, I'm telling you because you love him. That's your man. You look kind of kind for a guy who on the run. Mello on the run right now. You gotta get it done. You better get it done, man. You old. I told you, man. Like New Jack City when Ice-T told Pookie. Man, you old, man. You not only owe the city. You're an organization. You know you owe L Boogie, man.
He owe L Boogie.
I keep saying it, he owe me, man. I've been following this kid his whole career. In the process of going to see LeBron James play in New Jersey when he was in high school, I had a privilege to see the kid Carmelo at Oak Hill. And then from there on, I followed the kid just like I did LeBron James. And when I came back home after I saw that concert, if you don't know, kid named Carmelo Anthony, he's that thing also.
Right.
Because I just know how the talent is, but I've seen him his rookie year, had a chance like you have, to, you know, we've been around this guy personally. But can you get it done on the court? I'm coach right now. Nothing personal. But you are, Melo. If you don't play good, the other guys don't play good. You know how the game go, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You were one of those spark plugs on our team, so I definitely know. If you you couldn't come in like Melo and do your thing, yeah, it was going to be tough for us to find that rhythm. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this. If the Knicks should lose tonight, what are y'all going to do in Game 7? You'll be at home. It'll be in New York. The crowd's going to be live. Going to have Spike. Might have Denzel. Ain't no telling me. You're going to have all the celebrities up in New York. And what's going to happen if you guys should lose tonight?
If we lose tonight and Sunday, I'm going to have my Nerf ball. I'm going to be throwing it at the TV because I know. Raymond Phillips, are we going to be excited? No, we're excited like, oh, my goodness, I hope we don't lose it. If we don't win tonight, we're in trouble. We can't rely on our crowd. We can't rely on Spike. Just do the right thing. We can't rely on Spike. Because Jesus shows us they walking through them doors. He plays with Miami.
Yeah.
So who got the game, man?
Yeah. We'll see what y'all do tonight. Hopefully y'all can close it out. And if you are able to close it out tonight, that will work in you guys' favor. But me personally, if y'all don't win tonight, y'all not winning Sunday. I think Boston gonna hand it to you if y'all don't win tonight. So y'all better go ahead and do your thing and try to go ahead and get that victory. Now that we're talking about these game sixes, let's switch. Let's stay in the East, but let's switch the series. What do you think about that Indiana-Atlanta series?
I'm kind of disappointed a little bit because they're blowout games and the home team is winning. I mean, this is playoffs. You're supposed to at least be close, bring your game on the road. I was very disappointed in how, you know, Paul George has played on the road, but, you know, they're doing decent. They're up now, I think going into the fourth quarter. But that series has not intrigued me. I just don't see any excitement. All I see is a lot of banging. I mean, that's cool, but I just don't really see it. The L.A. Clipper-Memphis series is more exciting than the Indiana-Atlanta Hawks series. Because Atlanta home crowd, you just think about it, their games already, it's like the spot.
They don't even get along when they win.
So they're really
not
home
quarterback.
They're
rolling
themselves
in. Right. Yeah, I'm really concerned for Indiana because it's mind-boggling that this is a good team when they play it at home. But you mean to tell me you can't beat Atlanta in Atlanta and you've been struggling with beating Atlanta in Atlanta for 10-plus years. I don't understand how that equals out. Because Indiana has a way more talented team than Atlanta. But Indiana just doesn't seem to show up every night, and they blame it on that they can't win in Atlanta. Come on, man. I don't want to believe that. But I hope Indiana can pull it together, L Boogie, for this simple reason. If they can just not win a game on the road and make it to the second, you know, to the semifinals and then the conference finals, man, they got another thing coming because they're not one of those teams that can just flip a switch and turn it on. You know what I mean? They can't do Miami like that. And Miami is already anticipating that that's who they're going to see. You know what I mean? So they prepare for that. So Indiana better get it together because Atlanta just looks like a ballpark team. You know what I mean? Like we just go to the playground and pick five and that's what you get. And I don't understand how they've been playing all season and now they're in the playoffs and can't do what they're supposed to do unless they're playing at home. It's two totally different teams when you see them playing on the road and at home. So I hope that Indiana can go ahead and close out, win their first road game. You know what I mean? But I need them to close that out because I definitely want to see a good series between Miami and Indiana. I really do because I anticipated that to happen. And if it doesn't, I mean, I really don't want to see Atlanta get beat down like that, but, you know.
Man, it's the playoffs. I look at Atlanta and I say that ownership is sort of like the Clippers. Just have a playoff team together. Maybe once in a while a superstar gets in your path and you just ride the wave for 2 years or whatnot, and maybe, you know, challenge for a championship. But I really can't see, you know, Atlanta being that team.
Yeah, me neither.
So, but I'm anxious to see if Memphis is going to close it up the Clippers tonight. Ask you this question. Is Paul going to be a Clipper going into the 2014 season? You know, his contract is up. What do you think, Ro? Do you think that he's going to depart L.A. or is he going to stay?
No, I think he's going to stay, L. Boogie. I think he's going to remain as a Clipper. This is what's going to happen. I believe strongly that they'll get rid of the head coach, Vinny Del Negro, before they get rid of Chris Paul. Because there's really nothing wrong with the Clipper team. Yes, they're struggling to close out Memphis, or actually to catch Memphis now since they're down a game. But they had plenty of opportunity to do their thing and you know, advance in this particular round one, this first round series. My thing is, Coach L Boogie, is that we're going back to what we've been talking about since the NCAA this year. It's all about coaching, man. And the Clippers are being out-coached right now. Yes, they got the, you know, I'm not going to say they have the more physical team, but they have players on their team that are more physical than those that are physical on Memphis' team. So, I believe they should have closed the game out, but now that Memphis has taken away that home court advantage, I believe that Memphis is going to shut them down too. I would really love the Clippers to take it to a game seven because I want to see the Clippers at least, you know, keep the sun shining on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't mess around with any other teams. I like a couple of players, but, you know, it's just something about having an L.A. team in the playoffs. You know what I mean? I like seeing the commercials and all the backdrops of palm trees in downtown L.A., when they showing all that, the Staples Center and all that.
Man.
So, you know, the Clippers just might get shut down. But I do believe that he'll be a Clipper next year. I think they're going to get rid of the coach before they actually get rid of, or before, I should say, Chris Paul leaving.
You know, now I know this might sound, you know, outrageous or barbaric from what I'm about to say. And my callers, you know, you call in 347-855-8896 and press 1 to get out of some of the asylum. But let me tell you something about the Clippers, man. That guy, Blake Griffin, he's D.O.B., man, a bag of bone. Every playoffs, he's hurt. Something's wrong. My back. You sprain your ankle in practice. You couldn't play on the Olympic team because you hurt your knee and you had to get a scope. You can't stay healthy. I think he needs to be on the whacking block. Put a hit out on him. He needs to be traded. Get somebody for him right now because he needs to go. And not only on that, I don't see his game really progressing. He is what he is, a dunker, athletic, and that's cool, but he's not even that much better than Ibaka.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'll take your word on that one.
Sign Chris Paul and get Blake Griffin out of there. He's a bag of bones. He's Bob. I'll see you later, Blake. Go drive your Kia, your Optima Kia. Go drive it to another city, man. Go drive it back to Oklahoma where you're from, man. Get a trade going with them or something.
Get them gloves with the power for the power shift. Go on and sit out somewhere.
You should have told the kid when he said, "I'm going to be you in the future, you need to work on your legs."
That's what he should have told him. Word of advice.
If I'm going to be you in about 10 years, I need to get my legs together.
What you think about Oklahoma City and Houston?
Like my man Bernie Mac was saying, and Players Club. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, you know what you're messing with.
You know.
You messing with Hardy Har Har.
Ooh, that boy was on fire, wasn't he?
And he got a 9mm and got clips all up in his ankle. He got clips all up in the box. Man, I wish Kevin McHale, boy, I tell you. He got the green, not only the green light, let me tell you something. He can go in the Audubon how he lets this guy go.
Man. Yeah.
OKC is in trouble. Now they talk about Russell Westbrook, you know, I told people. For that team to jail, how it was built, how it's made up, how his game is. He's that guy that's going to take them shots. Kevin Durant is not that. And you're trying to make him play point forward, that's the wrong move. A lot of energy is being exerted. Keep your boy Reggie Jackson at the point and just keep running stuff through Durant. Stop it. Stop thinking, see, he wants to be LeBron so bad. You see him in the commercial, now he want to ride a bike with the helmet on. You want to be LeBron so bad. It's not nothing wrong with that. I guess it's like Kobe trying to be like Jordan.
Yeah. You know, I think, man, they just need to really give KD the ball and let them dudes move, like kind of how they do James Harden. They just give him the ball and everybody moves. Spread, I got you. Don't worry about it. Let me create. I'll find you if you're open. You know what I mean? But that's what they need to do, El Boogie. They need to just let KD do his thing. He don't have to bring the ball up. Just when you cross half court, make sure he touch the ball. And I don't care if he shoot 40 shots. He's going to have 45, 50 points if he take that many shots. But they need to get him involved. And for Houston, woo! Just keep giving the ball to that boy that you call Har, and he'll take care of the rest. You know what I mean? So I got Houston tonight. Who you got tonight?
I got to go with my man. I got to go with KD, man, Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? I got to go with Seymour Kid on the ring here, man. He wants to show Harden. I'm going to call you out in your spot. It's my house tonight. The best chance for Houston to win, keep Linsanity in street calls, man. Call us. Call in. Let us know you know what you're thinking about in the playoffs. We're going to talk about some of these awards. Rookie of the Year, Damian Lillard. Defensive Player of the Year, your boy Mark Gasol. You know, and the streets is talking, LeBron James picks up his fourth, man. Let's go to commercial. Freestyle Friday, bro. Your boy, El Boogie. And all I get is street Olay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner star. Hater, I be doing me, you got you be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All inside that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them titties. Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say win and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. Do live on Sunday like a church. Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting noticed.
worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up, and good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just tryna win and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in.
Let her in.
And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You let her in. I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy
oh,
good,
Lord.
That pussy good.
You already know it's your boy L. Boogie back in the asylum. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. 347-855-8896. I'm your host, T-Row, and Jewel the G. As usual, we got Jewel the G out on assignment out in the community. He had to do some promo work for us. You know, shout out to Second Chance Group Home, one of the sponsors. You know, and always the streets gonna sponsor, no question. Bro, your boy Damian Lillard.
Yeah, man, I want to say congratulations to the dude, Rookie of the Year out of Portland, for playing for the Portland Trailblazers, I should say, out of Oakland. The guy had a tremendous year, averaged 19 points. And L Boogie, don't you know, this is the fourth time we had a hands-down Rookie of the Year selection. Unanimous. Every vote went to this guy. So that means that everybody else that was a rookie in the league this year didn't even have a shot. Because this dude came in, he not only did he win the MVP for the summer league, that just gave them, you know, eyes open that, hey, this guy is tight, came in, started for Portland. Man, almost took the guys to the playoffs, but Portland need a couple more pieces, and I think they're going to be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I must say, DL, he's not on the down low anymore. People know about him. There's some emergence of some young guys. Started with Stephen Curry. Some emergence.
Man, we don't even want to start talking about that guy. Man.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. But Marc Gasol, how does he get Defensive Player of the Year over Ibaka, over Serge?
Over Dwight Howard. I mean, he got that award over some pretty good competition. You and I were talking about that, and I mean, we have to ponder on this for a while. We really don't know how he got the award, but I guess he deserves the award on the simple fact that I didn't know that, you know, he was leading any of the stats as far as rebounds, blocks, steals, or anything like that. But I guess because of the position that he plays with Memphis, he's the centerpiece for everything that comes down low. So he must have had a lot of action to win that award in order to, you know, have the stats to prove it. Because, you know, I'm still kind of lost it for words when I hear that this guy actually, you know, won the award.
He might want to give a piece of it to Z-Bo, you know, when they acquired Tayshaun Prince. And I'm going to say this about Memphis. They lost Rudy, you know, in the trade, and I thought it would hurt him or whatnot. I must say, the kid, Michael Conley, he's playing. His level of play has gotten better, efficient, and he's becoming a solid, you know, a nice point guard in this league. He's giving it to Chris Paul. He's making Chris Paul play defense as well. Okay, Chris, you got me, but hey, you got to check me too. And it doesn't hurt to have two guys down low where, you know, you don't want to help because when he drops it off to, you know, Mark and he drops it off to Z-Bo, it's kind of like, you know, automatic, like geometry. It's a given.
Right.
So, you know, callers, call in. It's a couple things. I know we, you know, the first segment of the show about the playoffs, give us your take on it. Denver, you know, knocked out, lost 4-2. You know, Mark Jackson had some words about it during the week. So just give us your take on it. Ro, who we got on the, in the asylum? Who done checked into the, in the spot?
Oh, man, you know, we got a few people, man. We got some of our usuals on. But what we going to do first, man, we're going to go to our first caller of the night. Uh-oh. Hold on. His phone ringing for some reason. I don't know what that's about. Hopefully it'll pick up. Well, it don't look like he's picking up right now. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to take it to one of the originals. And let's go ahead and get T-Money on the line. You know, we can always depend on the T-Money, man. T-Money. What's up with you on this Freestyle Friday, baby?
Oh, my goodness, man. I got so much to say tonight. It's ridiculous. First of
talk
all,
to me, money.
El Hazik, I want to let you know breaking news that just came up. Your boy Mickey Mantle was playing with a court bat all this time. Derek Jeter moves up on the all-time top five greatest Yankees of all time. But forget that, Mickey Mantle. You know, the hunkies always do what they want to do. We ain't going to do that. But listen here. Second of all, man, hands down, congratulations. Congratulations to my man LeBron James. But is it just me, or is it just me? But I feel like the NBA players, not all, but a lot of NBA players, the young guys, are getting caught up in the hip-hop lifestyle because they're not conditioning their bodies the way they should. Too many injuries in the playoffs, and that's going to be the excuse the world's going to want to say once LeBron James gets his second ring. Oh, it was a lot of injuries. I agree with the Blake Griffin. He's a bag of bones. They let him run up and down the court all season, catch alley-oops when it came playoff time. Let's get in this half-court game. Let's get to banging bodies. Let's post up. Let's do this. You can't check nobody. Mark Gasol made him look like wet tissue going around and doing anything he wanted to do on him. Z-Bo did whatever they wanted to do on him. They're not efficient. It's just the playoffs. What did coach say for the playoffs? This playoff. This playoff looks so terrible. It looks so terrible. I mean, even though I'm happy for LeBron James, it does. I just want to see LeBron and them have to even play the Memphis Grizzlies or at least play the San Antonio Spurs, because the San Antonio Spurs don't give it their all. And man, it's been a lot of stuff going on with the Mark Jackson crying about the foul. I disagree with that. And then, like you said, Chris Paul, he's putting up 35, they can't win. Kevin Durant over there putting up 38, they can't. Now you want Russell Westbrook to shoot them shots, don't you? You want him going to the hole shooting more than you. You're looking like LeBron James in Cleveland, buddy, with a better roster.
Exactly. And I agree with you on that one, T-Money. I really don't understand how it happens. You know, you got Chris Paul over there working hard, and he has a whole bunch of support for even when he doesn't have a good night, to where those guys are supposed to still be competitive if he's not on. But like you say, he's scoring all these points. Man, I don't know. What happened to him? Please tell me.
I told you.
I need you to find it.
It's too much. You know what's going on, bro? It's too much celebration on the bench. When a player hit a three-pointer, you got your players throwing up the three. They playing the guitar on the sideline. Ronnie Torrey off. They putting towels. I'm thinking all the players gay now. Just because Jason Collins came up, I seen Blake Griffin sit on the bench the other game, and Ronnie Chorioff picked up a towel and wrapped it around Blake Griffin's head, then picked up his warm-up sweats and sat him on his lap. Man, I don't need that much help. I don't need that much assistance.
Wow. Money, can I ask you this question?
Yes, you could. I'm so frustrated right now because it's a debacle what's going on. And LeBron James going to win.
Do you think that the playoffs are exposing the league and exposing players?
Yes. The players are not. I can't say it because I don't know firsthand, but it does not look like that. It looks like the only team that look like they're tuned in to play NBA basketball night in and night out are the Miami Heat, the Spurs. They tuning in to play get bored. And did you see the remarks that Kobe, as a man, I could not come back to L.A. after Kobe Bryant said, I'm inviting to the house and we're going to watch a cartoon movie. That right there threw me off.
Why,
you playing me
on.
Like a sucker.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Money. Why should it throw you off? Remember who he's inviting to the house. Dwight Howard. A clown.
He's
a cartoon
a
character. He's inviting a character into the house anyway. Why should that surprise you? Come on, Money.
Do you remember the movie Click with Adam Sandler when he had a remote? I wish I could grab my remote and just rewind to the great players like Michael Jordan and Drexler and Isaiah and all of them when they played. But hip-hop is tainting this fake hip-hop. Not even this real hip-hop. This fake hip-hop is tainting the whole entire the world. And it's going into the sports. You can see it. Did you see the shoot? I'm very in tune into this basketball. J.R. Smith. Game 5, he was playing in Bo Jackson's. But how you playing basketball in Bo Jackson? That's a football shoe.
Right. That's what I'm trying to understand.
These guys is too cool, man. They too cool for school now, man.
And then the remarks you said after game four, after we couldn't close it out, you sit there and you say, well, you know, we should have closed them out. If I was playing, it just messed up my time on my off day.
It should have been closed out tonight. New York was up 20 points all three quarters, 975-68. This is the basket, man. They might
wait,
as well
wait, wait. What you say? What's the score?
It's 75-68 now with 5:44 left, and they was up 21 points starting the fourth quarter.
Don't tell me that, buddy. I'm getting nervous. I'm in the streets. I'm getting nervous.
How would Carmelo Anthony keep allowing these dudes to talk to him any kind of way? He let Jordan Crawford tell him he's a sucker and all that. They was just talking crazy to Melo.
Yeah. They wanted to bust his bubble, man. But he got to keep his mental straight, man. He need help from his supporters. From his supporting cast, man, he got to have it. If he doesn't, he can't score all the points, man. He has to have that supporting cast to step up. J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, Felton's fat ass, and
Cry
also
baby
Tyson
Felton.
Chandler.
Raymond Felton cry after every play. It's ridiculous,
but
man.
They still need him. They still need him to contribute in order for them to win this series or to close it out. So.
The Eastern Conference playoff, Amon Shepherd is balling. That's one thing I can't tell you. Amon Shepherd is out here balling tonight, but the whole Eastern Conference playoffs to me looks like nothing, man. It's going to be a cakewalk for the Miami Heat, man. By the time they get to play whoever they're playing in the West, they're going to be beat up on each other, man. It's already written, man. It's written to me. It's been written.
Who you got in the Chicago? Who you got in the Chicago Brooklyn series?
I got Brooklyn now, man. I got the momentum shifting to Brooklyn, man, because the injuries and all that, man. Chicago just don't look like nothing to me, man. They playing with heart. Robinson, them playing with heart, but I can't see Luol Deng didn't play with flu symptoms. You don't play because you got the flu. You didn't play. What is this basketball coming to? You have flu symptoms. You didn't play basketball. Not an injury. You got the flu. Come on, man. But this the play. We talking playoffs. We ain't talking regular season. This we can close these guys out. You don't play basketball because you got flu symptoms. Your whole team got flu symptoms, man.
Chief Money, let me ask you this: you gonna fire up on the Freestyle Friday this evening again?
You went back in the lab and listened to that last Freestyle Friday, man.
You know I did.
You know,
as soon as the show was over, I had to.
So you know what happened last week.
All right, well, say hey, go ahead and get your mind right. Do what you do. Me and L got a couple more calls to take, L Boogie and I. So what we're going to do, we're going to, hold the line. Let us dig in with us. Get some more people up front to the asylum, and then we'll get you on the freestyle in just a minute, Claire.
All Okay.
That's what's up, T Money, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Hell Boogie, I got another caller for you, man, ready to chime in on everything. You know what I mean? And it's Mr. Delmar. We got him back on live. Mr. D, you there, baby?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Man, we chilling. What's up with you, baby?
Okay, I'm chilling, man. I want to take my hat off to y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing again, man. I like that, man. I like that. What's up, big brother?
Oh, much love. Oh, man, much love. You know, I'm in the asylum, man, just checking in, man. We know we had to get you in. We thought we lost you. We thought you had a home visit, but we got you right back in that cell, man. We had to get you back in the asylum.
I appreciate that.
What do you think about Stephen Curry?
Man, Boo Meeks, man, he's nice. He reminds me of you a little bit back in the day.
Oh, Will, you hear that?
He,
I'm kind of high right now.
He reminds me of you back in the day. I like him, man. I like him. He got heart. He played big. And you see when them dudes was beating him up, he wasn't scared of none of them dudes. And that let everybody know size don't matter. And back when you was in high school and college, you wasn't the biggest player, but you had heart and you was the best player. And that's what I like about him.
Yeah. What do you think about Oklahoma City? Will they prevail, or will it be a shock? Will Houston knock them out the playoffs and make history?
They gonna pull it out, fellas. But without Russell Westbrook, they're not gonna go far at all. They gonna beat Houston, but that's the end of the road for them.
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying there, Delmar, on that one, because we saw in yesterday's game what happens without Westbrook. Westbrook is not only that tough defender, but he's the guy to get the break started. He's the guy to take the shots that the other team members won't take. And now they're really regretting talking noise and saying what they were saying about Westbrook taking as many shots as he was taking. Now they really will appreciate this guy a hell of a lot more once he comes back from being injured. So I love it, to be honest with you, because the world, not the world, but those that were knocking Russell Westbrook on how he played, this will give them an opportunity to understand why what he does is so important for Oklahoma City.
Exactly. I hope Skip Bayless understands that, because he's a Westbrook hater.
Russell Westbrook.
Y'all need to get him on the streets one day and just get at him.
Yeah,
we're
going
to try to keep him in asylum. We've been trying to get out of him and Stephen A.
Hey, fellas, I got to say one thing. Man, the Knicks would have pulled this out, but y'all keep failing to realize JR. He was suspended one game. If he wasn't suspended that game, they would have won.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree with that?
Yeah, it would have been a sweet pull out the green broom. I agree. But that momentum, see him being a hothead, it just crushed the momentum.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree
too. And also, fellas, I mean, I'm not hearing nobody talking about it. I didn't hear y'all talk about it yet. At the same time, Boston got Doc Rivers, you got Kevin Garnett, and you got Paul Pierce. Man, those dudes is Hall of Famers, man. They is not going to quit. They've been on this stage before, and they going to fight. So, I mean, everybody want the Knicks to win. Everybody want Melo to get out the first round. But it's going to be tough. You playing against players that have been there, that done that. You know, LeBron had to get over the hump with these guys. Melo going to have to get over the hump. They're not going to go down without fighting. These Hall of Famers, and Doc Rivers is a good coach.
He's a great coach.
So, you know, they're going to pull it out tonight, but I mean – oh, also, y'all, I know what. Last week I went a little ham on y'all, boy. I do want to congratulate LeBron James for getting the MVP. He deserved it.
Take my hat off, man. Yeah, he really did.
Just think of these names, D-Man. Hell?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Bill, I'm telling you all the other guys, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the only guys with four MVPs. Man.
LeBron gonna break that. He's gonna get another one.
He gonna have all gold, man. This freestyle guy, he made. Oh man, we gonna have another one. He got a gold medal. Now he about to get that gold trophy again. Man, this freestyle Friday. D-Mac, we thank you for calling in as usual. You and Insider, we got you locked in. We got you on your cell, baby. Man, it's your boy, L. Boogie, T. Rose, UL, the G. We about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about that boy. Pretty boy, that is. Floyd, money, whatever. And the fight tomorrow against the Ghost. Let's go, bro.
Everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything.
Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4-9-11 with the Gabby top. The all go scale, my magic box. Got it sold. My neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the arm. My neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. God damn. Turned up. See the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. I'm catching. Woo! 2-2-3 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All cold like Montana. Tony holds all in my phantom. Rollie, going to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn. Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on. So that's gold all on her butt. Gold all on my watch. That got this on replay. Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, hold back to have a ventilate. I owe a one, we did a 68. I say, how, my nigga? Them ain't red bottoms, top bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on live, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here.
Okay.
I spell south with a M. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling.
This Versace, that Versace, let me go before the dudes try to pop me. It's Versace, baby. We just getting started. We 2/3 through the show. You know, big time fight tomorrow. 1 year removed from the county jail in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got the 36-year-old. However many fought, he has fought, T-Ro, and zero.
43 up, 43 down.
Against Robert the Ghost, man. The softball kid, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, Robert, you should have chin-checked your pop for calling my man a woman beater. You shouldn't have did that. Oh, you shouldn't have did that.
Yeah. Yeah, he, man, it's just, man, I don't know. I've been watching the tapes. They've been showing a lot of film about Robert Guerrero and his last opponents, a couple of opponents he'd faced. And I must say, I know Floyd ain't no Berto, but Robert the Ghost Guerrero put them hands on that dude, Berto. And I was really impressed. I thought he cheated to knock him out because he was holding the back of his head while he was punching him in his jawbone. But at the same time, he knocked him out where he couldn't get up. So my thing is that, you know, Floyd is the best defender in the game. So with Robert Guerrero, he's a southpaw. He likes to come in and do his thing. But we all know what happens when you try to put pressure on Floyd. They don't call him Pretty Boy for nothing. You're not going to touch this cat. And even when you think you're going to touch him, that's when you're going to get embarrassed the most, a.k.a. Ricky Hatton. This dude did a WWE move with gloves on. He didn't need help being thrown to the turnbuckle. You know what I mean? So I just think it's going to be another one of those type of fights, man. And the Ghost, get ready to give up that belt.
And another one.
Let's take another caller, L Boogie, before we get ready for this Freestyle Friday. We got about 18 more minutes before we get into Freestyle Friday. So all my people holding on, man, keep holding, man. We got to tonight. It ain't gonna be no rush job. We gonna get it together, man. We hype about this Friday. So L Boogie, let's bring in another one of the hometown callers, man. Let's bring in your boy, Mr. Al. Big Al, you there, brother?
What's up? What's up with y'all?
Man, we chilling. What's up with you, baby?
Man, I got a bone to pick, man.
Well, talk to us then. Let us know. You're in the silence.
I listened to you Monday, and you was talking about Pretty Boy, you know what I mean? How he one of the top 10 greatest fighters, all this and all that. And I have a question for you. What would be his record back in the day when he had to fight, say, a Roy Jones, a young Tommy Hearns, young Sugar Ray, young Marvin? He's all in his weight class now. I ain't going out his weight class. What would his record be? Would he be 43-0? Come on, let's be real now. Would he be 43-0?
I'm going to be real with you, Big Brother Al, because you always keep it real with me. No, he would not be undefeated. He would have a couple of losses to those guys. But, unfortunately, that's what his daddy and his uncle took the punishment for, to pave the way for this guy. Because the daddy's got, and the uncle got beat up by those guys. I mean, Senior, I must say, Senior beat up Sugar Ray Leonard. By luck.
Yeah, he beat him up a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? But that was one of the ones that was luck. You know, we could call that luck. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying that he will be 43-0. He might be 38-5, maybe. Because those guys, they didn't look big, but they were tall and they were big. You know what I'm saying? They punches hurt. Marvin Hagg, Tommy Hearns, you know. So I agree with you on that. But as far as, is he the pound-for-pound best right now, 43-0, six different weight classes, a whole lot of belts, and a whole lot of money? That's where I'm getting at. You know what I mean?
He's a smart businessman. That's what I call him, because he pick his fight. He wait till a guy lightweight washed up. He'll get him there. He'll get at him there, beat up on him, play with him. He's smart. He's a smart guy. He's a smart businessman. He know how to keep himself together. He waits. He waits his time. He'll wait him out. You know what I mean? He waits his time. That's the way I look at it. He waits his time. He ain't just jumping in there. He ain't starting from that bottom like, say, he was in the WBA or the WBC. Just before all these other new belts came out. Talked about
exactly.
WBA and WBC, where you have to fight your way up the pole. That's a hard road for any of these chumps now. You know what I mean? So that's the way I look at it, man. You know what I mean? These guys, man, it's woo-wee.
Yeah.
All this money they getting off these little pay-per-views and boxing after dark. Man, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Bring some more of these guys out of the penitentiary. That's what you need to do. Bring some of these guys out of the penitentiary and let them get home to some of these guys, man. We'll see who's hungry for real then. You know what I mean?
Man,
ain't no more,
no question.
Ain't no more James Scotts. Ain't no more James Scotts and people like that where they used to have on NBC where they used to show them fighting in the penitentiary. You remember that?
Right. And your boy Bernard Hopkins, before he went up
that
weight class, he would have been fighting them also. Felix Trinidad, a young, like you said, I'm going back to your point, you know, a young De La Hoya might have would have gave him some work. You know, a young Winky Wright may have gave him some work. Some young Bernard Hopkins. You know, so I agree with you on that. Maybe a young Roy Jones Jr. And to that point, I think that
you said maybe
Money Mayweather,
a young Roy Jones, not the Roy Jones that got to make the rap song. What about the Roy Jones that lost the got the Olympic gold medal stole from him? He had something to prove. Or Sweet Pea Whitaker. I know he couldn't touch Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Yeah, that would have been a tough one, too, because Sweet Pea was so unorthodox that he
right,
would really...
Right, that left hand is bad, man. I'm trying to tell you something.
That, that's who he reminds me of.
And I get,
he
I
reminds
go
me of,
go,
of Sweet Pea Whitaker.
I go lower than that. I put him in the ring with a Johnny Bumpus. You know, I love boxing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, I like to fight myself back in my day, so I love boxing. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't we know it? Don't we know it?
That's real talk, man. These guys, I give credit for how they do it now, but a year off? Ain't no way to work. You go a year off back in the day.
Right.
You're fighting maybe three to four times a year.
Yeah. You fight, man.
Right.
Let me ask you this, big brother Al. Now that
what's
Floyd
that, bro?
Mayweather has signed this this contract with CBS Sports and also Showtime to fight six times within 30 months, do you think he's going to be able to remain undefeated during the 30 months?
In the 30 months, Floyd don't be hurt somewhere in the gym half of that time, man. He don't be somebody else. He pulled a muscle or something. He don't find a way how to get the money without fulfilling all the fights. Watch what I'm telling you. I know these guys, man. They sweet like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, I hurt my shoulder. I ain't going to be able to do it. Oh, I got thumb in the eye. I might have to have surgery. All kind of garbage, man.
He
ain't going to do it.
Out of the six fights, how many do you think he'll actually fight then?
Let's see. Probably, I'll give him three.
Okay.
I say three to four fights. I don't even think he'll get six fights. No way. That's too many. You're cutting into his party life. No way.
Right.
You're cutting into his party life. You got
who
a guy
do you
like,
have tomorrow? How many rounds are you giving it tomorrow?
I give the whole 12. They pull up the
card. Just be in there fighting.
Yeah, they just don't be banging. Yeah. He got something to prove. He wanted, the guy that talked about him, so he don't beat on him and try to beat on him and punish him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't go old school. Let me punish him, man. I don't knock you out.
I said his father going to sit back and watch and suffer the pain.
Yeah, you know how that is. Just beat on him, man. That way you'll bring that 30 months contract gonna look real good just beating on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's ready,
right.
And you gotta think about his age. He's 36, man. There's some young lions out there waiting, man. There's some lions waiting.
Like that Canelo Alvarez, the next person who might be in line if Floyd can do what we all think he's gonna do to this Guerrero guy. So, that next fight might be the one that just might be the one where you go, hey, man, I pulled him up.
What's Rocky Marciano record?
Yeah, 55-0, 52-0, something like that.
I think it's like 46-0, 45-0.
He's
close.
Yeah.
But you remember when Larry Holmes was close, what they do? They stole the whole fight from him. Remember? They stole the fight
Right.
So you got to think about that. They want that old European to keep that, man. That Italian to keep that, man.
Yeah.
They ain't got too many
records. Last question, big brother Al, Almighty. My last question, I'm going to flip to the NBA, and you've been around a lot of, players and whatnot. Before I let you go, where do you put Stephen Curry in your status of superstar, star, all star. What do you categorize Kim now if you've seen him play in the playoffs? He's only had one playoff series, but what do you think he's going in his career right now?
He's a shooting star. You got to do it. You got to do that. You got to do that for me. You got to do that every night. Every night. You got to give me that. You
got to
give me that. Every night you got to give me that. Not because it's the playoffs. You got to give me that every night. I suppose that when I look at them stats, I pick up that paper, I suppose to see that every night. It shouldn't be nothing that amazed me. Anything amazed you about Mike when you open that paper? Oh, you know what he had, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of, L, and I don't know if you don't agree. He reminds me of Andrew Tony, the Boston Strangler. You remember him?
Yeah, I do. I remember Andrew Tony.
Andrew Tony from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, the Boston Strangler. That's what they used to call him. I'm telling you, that's what he put that ball in the hole like Tony, man. I'm trying to tell you. When Tony shoot that ball, you think it's going in all the time, man.
The only thing that Andrew Tony that doesn't have that this kid has a string. He can cross you over, pull up. I mean, his handle is just.
I'm gonna tell you this. That's just the league now. You can't touch a player. You can't bump him. So of course he don't have a string. Let me get up on you and ride you and put this elbow in your back. Can you have a string then? I'm still in front of you with the elbow on you. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but this is the evolution of the game now. So we got to take that into consideration.
Don't you remember everything comes back to another sense, right? Everything comes back around. It's going to be that little punk stuff going to stop. You know what I mean? It's going to stop.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to stop. You can bet that. You see how they let them play in the playoffs? They letting them bang, right?
Right.
That's what they want. They tired of that little touch foul stuff. They letting them bang, man. People pay their money in front of these fans. Yeah.
What's the score right now? Are my Knicks and my Celtics?
Oh, your Knicks,
are
closed out.
We closed
they
out.
They closed out?
Yeah, 888. Y'all closed out.
Thank you for giving
y'all
us good news.
Y'all almost didn't.
We're going to have to see Indiana in the next series. Who you got, Indiana or New York Knicks, before we let you go?
I got Indiana.
I knew he was going to say
that.
You just don't like my Knicks, man. We got to lock you back up in the asylum, man. Your visit with us is over with, man.
You hear me?
Oh, man.
John Starks almost killed y'all again, man. It's the second coming of John Starks.
I already know.
Carmelo came up big for you in the ear, man. That's all. He came up big for you in the ear. So you don't care you call him. Yeah.
We appreciate you, Al. And you know
I'm
with you on the street. No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt. We about to go to commercial. And when we come back from commercial, we're going to have this freestyle Friday. Man, it's your boy, L. Boogie. T-Roll, Jewel, to G. You want to tweet me, man. Get at me at LBoogie15. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Bro, take me to commercial, man. What we got hopping, man? I came up from Barone. That's back. My niggas all right with me. Man. Oh, yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You already know. Let's go, good boy.
Short bitch, call his fucking so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow. No, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, host don't even pour. Bet song for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC,
seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 car, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know. We turn up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the car, you don't even know. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. We came up from that, you don't even know. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know.
Man, it's your boy L Boogie, one of the hottest hosts in the world. You ain't even know it, bro. It's your speech is talking with a little twist of hip hop. Let me give a shout out to my man. Can't even know it. Let me give a shout out right quick, bro, to my man Uncle Joe, who be listening faithfully. What's up, Unc? How you doing? You and Uncle Gary out there, man, in the streets, man. No question. Shout out to Heaven O, man. Heaven O, you. The sport, you know what I mean? The sports officials want to get them a shout out every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Check them out, man. They hot.
Yeah, you got to check them out. Sports official. Man, I love that show. I love those guys, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hell Boogie, hey, before we move into the next caller, man, I want to share a story with you guys, man, with all my listeners. As you know, man, I'm a PE counselor, man. I go to a whole lot of different schools and work with kids and try to help kids from being obese at a young age. But at the schools, you know, it's very interesting having, you know, the kids from kindergarten to eighth grade. So I was actually getting ready for one of my jobs the other morning, and this young, beautiful little young girl, about 6 years old in kindergarten, comes up to me, looks at me, and was like, hey, you know my daddy? And I almost started laughing, you know, because these kids can say anything nowadays, you know. So I was looking at her, I was like, no, I don't think I know your daddy. She was like, my last name is Hall, and he plays for Washington. And I was like,
wow.
Okay, Washington, what sport does your daddy play? She was like, my daddy plays football. He plays for the Washington Redskins. He wore number 23. So, you know, us being sports junkies and in all this sports, you know, it rang a bell. I was like, wait. You mean to tell me that your dad is D'Angelo Hall? She was like, yeah, that's my daddy. And I was like, well, you know, kind of, I want to believe it, but you're only six. You pretty? But I don't know if you, you know, the little baby eyes will get me off of that. You know what I'm saying? So she said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll wear the jersey that my daddy sent to me with my name on it and an autograph from my daddy. I'm like, okay. Thinking that, you know, once again, she might just be, you know, just telling me what she wants to tell me. Sure enough, the very next day, she comes in with a jersey, with her whole name on the back, with her daddy's signature right on the left top shoulder. All thing I did was just start laughing. So you know what I'm going to do. Next week, I'm gonna take a sheet of paper to work, and I'm gonna write a big old note, because we need D'Angelo Hall to call in. You know what I'm saying? We got an inside track to Mr. Number 23, and we're going to see if we can get this guy to call next week sometime. You feel me? But I'm working on it.
No question. The streets is talking from 6 on up. No doubt. Man, it's Freestyle Friday. We already knowing for the callers, it's been going well as far as them doing their own thing, their own music or their own a cappella. And we've been letting these guys, you know, we in the world. So it's a show for everyone. So if it's some profanity being used, hey. It's not like they don't see Kevin Garnett on the replays, you know, saying what he says.
You know?
So we got our callers. And, Ro, can I go first, man? You know, I always got to go first, man, to lead us off, man. You know, I got to get a grade C up, man. Please, man.
Yeah, you know, L Boogie, call it start us off, baby. We need something fresh and slot for Freestyle Friday, man. We got about 19 minutes left, so go on and kick your freestyle, man. You need that beat. Go on and hit it with your beat, baby. Let me hear what you got.
Oh, man, I'm in the studio with something soft. They ain't even know I'm in the streets. It's talking in the loft. What they gonna do with the baby dragon? I don't know, but I'm gonna keep my pants up and don't be sagging. Oh, man, what's up? I'm in the automobile wagon. You know what I got in the trunk? It ain't even that red man funk, but it's something that'll make all them guys say, ooh-wee, it's junk. Man, I'm a poetic writer. I don't know what you're doing, but you a biter. And we gonna keep it going. I threw 17 kiters to my guys that's in the asylum. I ain't really no good rapper, but I'm going to keep my strap on my hammer. And like my dude said, I'm going to put that on Obama. I can't make my words clean, but I'm going to do my thing. And look at LeBron going for his second ring. It's your boy, L Boogie, man, coming to you live and direct. Man, just give me some respect and don't play the check. You already know I can't even rhyme, man. Let me go ahead and let these guys get. I know they waiting to bite, man. You know, I got so they can be in the back. Hey, man, Boogie ain't saying nothing, man. Let me get in. Get the tissues out. They causing a riot in the spot. I see y'all blinking, man.
That's what's up, L Boogie. Way to start it off, baby. We gonna go to T Money and let T Money do his thing, and then after T Money, we got a couple of other freestyle rappers that's waiting, dog. Thank you for starting that off, Boogie. I appreciate you, baby. Hey, nigga, quit saying you ain't no rapper. You be laying it down, baby. For the streets is talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I appreciate that, Ro. Where Money at? Money, you're in the asylum. You ready, baby?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
You know, he always
okay.
Be ready. He just be on
okay,
the low.
Man,
I hope he got his mind right like last week, because we need to repeat the form.
Y'all ready?
Man, hit me off whenever you ready.
Okay, I come. Just wait on the beat, I go. I lay your bra with the bubble guts. Then I get to twisting on the bitch like a nigga playing double dutch. What you wanna do, cause you ain't much. I come through stiff like I'm Captain Hatch. You're biking, I ain't fighting. It's Freestyle Friday, but most of these suckers writing. I'm in light in the streets with this mathematics. And you know when niggas stuck with these bad habits, yeah. Two guns like a dirty rabbit, about to stab it. Yeah, Dixon College, you's a faggot. Huh, she came out the closet. She should've stopped it. I'm on the faucet, sticking on that pain pain. Niggas suck it, but I'll make it rain rain. Yeah, I do my damn thing.
Say, boy, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, T-Money, baby. You know, we appreciate you much for doing that. Oh, T-Money, hey, man, T-Money must have disconnected L Boogie again, man. You know, he must have been on the road giving us that hot freestyle, but all of a sudden he's not here anymore. So I know, knowing T-Money, he going to call back in but something must have happened. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a man. You know what? I got a number in here, man. It looked like a first-time caller. Let me see what's up with this caller. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This young chub. I'm calling from the land.
What? Nephew, what's the deal, baby?
What's going on, El Boogie?
Man, you gonna bless the mic, man. You gonna get with us and put something down.
Man, I'm gonna put something down for you, man. They ain't talking about nothing. I'm listening, but they ain't saying nothing.
Oh, you heard it here first. Chuck, put us in something, man. If you walk, go ahead and go silent, man. No music, no nothing. Let me hear something, Chuck.
I don't need no music. I'm gonna go straight fresh. I don't need no beat, no nothing.
There it is. Let's go.
Okay. Now, Young Chuck, let the hoes know the stack's true. And they ain't real, man. These niggas just act cool. And trying to ride, we would unload the Max Fool, the $1 million strip. Then you niggas know the stack's true. A money bag. So, yeah, bitch, I keep a duffel. Stack of tips is a model. We ain't talking ruffles. I fuck two hoes, but I ain't trying to make a couple. Married to the bread, so a nigga gotta hustle. I smoke a lot of kush, so on the mic, the shit be pumping me. I ain't never been garbage, bitch. It ain't no dumping me. A lot of hoes want to fuck, so I guess they running me. And niggas respect it because they go, bitch, man, it ain't none in me. I'm killing on these beats. They like Chuck. You got to pass it. Money on my mind, so hell yeah, I got to have it. L. Sam, share the beat. Chuck, you a savage. And hoes on my dick because the swag's above average. Yeah, that's what it is for you, L. Boogie, man. Tell him I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing, L. Boogie.
Man, the streets is talking, man. You in this silent trust me. The line is going bonkers. They're ready to get at you, Chuck. Man, you got to call them more often, baby.
Man, I got you, man. Just like tune me in on when I need to be calling, man, so I can call and shut the show down every week.
Mondays, Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a girlfriend. You already know.
That's what it is, L Boogie.
L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Who the hell is Chuck? Where did he come from? Who is this guy?
Well, we'll give you a little history about Chuck. Chuck is one of my guys. You know, I used to coach Chuck, and, you know, I'm going to tell you something about Chuck. He's come a long way. You know, Chuck thought he could beat me up, you know, when I was coaching him. He didn't understand that it's all about me being the coach and you being the player. And let me coach you.
Hey, coach.
He didn't understand that early, but now he's grown up, he's understanding, he's just dropping fire, I see. Oh, Chuck, I got to get with you, baby. I got to catch a plane, come get you, we got to sign you, because you got to let the world know how we can get in touch with you, Chuck. You got a CD, you got a website.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at CharlieHustle3CashMoney, at CharlieHustle3CashMoney.
A young gunner right there, bro.
Boy, young gunner came hot with the flame tonight. Boy, I love freestyle, Freddy Boogie.
Ooh-wee. Chuck,
that's what it
stay
is.
Away from those spots, man. I know you got to go check in with your PO, man. You know, Monday morning. We appreciate you getting in, man. No doubt. We know you got to go to the board. We appreciate you coming out that cell from the asylum, man. Getting in, baby.
That's what it is every Monday. I'm going to be hitting this line. You'll hear me every Monday.
Man, tell my man G, man, Dane, all them guys, man, down in the spot, man. Tell them I said, you know what's up, and keep tuning in on the streets is talking, man. No doubt. There you have it, man. My man Chucky.
All right, Boogie. That was another freestyle rapper. So now we're going to bring in Skeetimo Jenkins Johnson III to do his thing. Skeetimo, you there, baby?
Man, you know I'm here, man. What it do, people?
Man, good evening to you. How you feel?
Man, you know I'm feeling lovely and wonderful as usual, dude.
Well, you know, it's Freestyle Friday, so it's all on you, sir. Whenever you ready, go on and bless us with in the asylum for us.
Already. Once again, Skeetimo, you know what I'm saying? North Park Finest on the motherfucking one. Niggas making it rain, but I wouldn't make it drizzle. Same bitch you throwing 100 at, I wouldn't give her a skittle. I'm from the hood, stupid. Money, cash, clothes, grinding hard right now to put the Lincoln on Vogue's. I hit the block as a youngster stealing shit out of stoves. Posted up right now, multiplying my dough. I smoked bro, Kush, Perk, Popcorn, and Reggie. I went up, left, right, but I always stay steady. I want the crown, belt, throne, cane, and keys to my city. Ain't no mercy over here, and we ain't showing no pity. You dig me? Motherfuckers get to bluffing, we blasting. I ain't afraid of nothing. Hustle, I'm a fucking assassin. Everything I do, baby, gotta be for the cheese. I'm finna paint the Lincoln black and put the bitch on some D's. You dig?
Boy, I'm telling you, L Boogie, they on fire, man. Hey, we repeat performances last week, man. It's so, boy, the rappers were just hot. Were you upset? Are you upset tonight, Skeetimo?
Man, you know, I'm just feeling myself tonight, man. These niggas, man, you know, they welcome, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, let me ask you this. Now, I know you had a chance to check out that guy, Steph Curry. Tell me what you think about that young fellow.
Man, say, I want to say that he is the truth. They're going to have to go on and take Paul Pierce's name from him and give it to Steph Curry because, man, that boy, that is cold.
Yeah, you ain't never lied. Do you think they have a chance against San Antonio, or do you think San Antonio is just going to just mop them up?
Yeah, with the experience that San Antonio has, you know, they're going to run through them, but they might go five games, you know, maybe a six-game series. But Steph going to give them the business, trust and believe.
Hey, well, let me ask my sis. Ask my sis who she got, because normally she be right on point. So I need ask my sis who she got tonight on the series, San Antonio Golden State.
I'm going with the young team, Mr. Trent.
So she's going to go with Golden State. She said the young ladies going with the
young nuggets. You're right. She's going with them young nuggets. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, them young warriors. So, I mean, I really love. Hey, did you see MC Hammer in the stands yesterday?
What?
Who?
MC Hammer was in the stands rooting for, you know, he's from Oakland out there in Golden State. So he was giving it up to the team, showing much love to MC Hammer. Good to see him in the stands.
We was
wait a minute! Wait a minute! You already come to the game when it's a closeout game. Where were you the other 41 games, Hammer? You was doing the running man on your treadmill? Oh, man, go ahead, Skeeter. I just had to say that. Come on, man. You come out for the closeout game. Where were you when we won? Shit. Excuse my friend. Go ahead, Skeeter Mo, Jack Jigga Jackson III.
Hey, man, but I appreciate the love, man, and the shout-out, you know, and I appreciate what y'all doing, you know, giving the voice, giving the people the voice, you know, the streets the voice, you know what I'm saying, to say what you really want to say about these sucker ducks, man. And that boy Collison should have stayed in the closet because Collins, yeah, he should have stayed in the closet because, you know, he on his last leg and all the way finna be out the NBA anyway.
Yeah, no question.
That ain't good for young kids to see that it's okay. No, it ain't okay. Don't be slapping me on my hands and you feeling a different vibe than I am. I'm thinking you saying good play and you really squeezing, you know, my sermon, man. I don't like that, man.
The streets is talking. I feel you, Skeeter Mo, and I think that you shouldn't even came out with that. Let's talk about play. Let's not talk about personal.
Right. He hasn't
we're not worried about that other stuff. But, you know, other things have come out, you know, him and his wife, you know, he once was married, his wife found out, so I think he was kind of like a forced thing instead of his wife putting it out there,
his ex-wife, rather.
I guess he wanted to, you know, get it out there as well. So it's some underneath caviar that's involved in the decision for him coming out.
What's in the dark will come to light, man, you know. So,
man, it's always, man, they always say that. Right.
So he getting her and then going and having, you know, probably unprotected sex with another male.
Yeah,
that's crazy right there, man.
That's nothing but garbage.
Nothing but garbage,
NBG.
Man.
That's why
I'm getting married this summer. And me and my baby locking it down, man. We going to do this whole lifetime thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. And congratulations once again, Skeetamo, man. We appreciate you checking in on this Freestyle Friday like you always do. We'll get at you. I know we get expect you to call in on Monday, huh?
Already.
Hey, man, much love, yeah. Maximum respect to everybody out there in Dallas, in the North Park area. Much love to you, Skeeter brother, and we'll get at you on Monday.
I love y'all, man. Peace.
No doubt.
Hell, buddy. Man,
yes,
that's
sir.
What I'm talking about, Freestyle Friday, you know what I'm saying? I think your sister wanted to holler about what we've been talking about, man, about what we got going on. But before we do that, I just want to say, for those that didn't know, the young fella Chris Kelly, who was the second half of Crisscross, the dark-skinned fella, passed away yesterday, and just wanted to give a shout-out to the family and all those who represent the Crisscross era. Just wanted to let you know the other half of Crisscross, Chris Kelly, has passed away. He was only, I want to say 34. He was 34, and just unexpectedly, man, just passed away. So big shout-out to all the Crisscross lovers. You know, I was a big fan of Crisscross when they first came out, so it is what it is, L Boogie. But we got your sister on the line, L Boogie. Hey, Pook, you on the line, baby girl?
I'm here. What's going on?
How you doing today? Now, we cut it short on time. We got about 4 minutes left. What's on your mind?
Y'all done cut me short because I just wanted to go in on so much stuff. But let's talk about Money Mayweather real fast. I am always on the fence when he fights because I found myself rooting for him, but at the same time, I want him to get his ass knocked out so bad. Because
what makes you say that?
Because he's so freaking, like, he's not humble. He just smells himself too much. And not saying that he shouldn't. I mean, he's a good fighter. But at the same time, I feel like they just be, like, recruiting the bums for him. Like, he fights people, like he makes the name for them. He don't need
to
fight. He don't need to make a name for himself. Huh?
He make him look like bum.
But who are these guys? Who are they? Before you hear them fight Money Mayweather, have you ever heard of them before? Who are they? No, crickets. Okay, so.
No.
With the whole, like, six fights and 30 months, whatever, where are you going to find these six guys? Where you find them? They about to come down to Nogales. They about to drive down 19 past my house and go to Nogales and pick some dudes.
Well, that's where the best
you telling me.
They come from Mexico.
You telling me if somebody come up to you and say, look, you probably don't speak English. They got an interpreter with them trying to tell this man, look, we're going to pay you $20 million to get in the ring with Floyd. All you got to do is show up.
I'm in.
They ain't going to do it? Exactly. I'm in too. Knock me out. Now, look, I want to talk about the whole Jay Collins thing. I wanted to get on y'all so bad on Monday. All of y'all was up in there just sounding like a bunch of homophobes. But before...
Yeah.
Y'all was sounding like some homophobes.
We do not want the gay rights activists calling us, telling us we said the wrong thing. So we leave that to the people calling in. But as far as the homophobes, we trying to stay all the answers.
All right, well, your callers will sound like homophobes. But if anybody need to come out, it needs to be Chris Bosh because he is the gayest of gays,
wow,
in the league. Like, if he comes
out,
we all going to be like, finally, you admitted it, because you are the gayest man ever in the league. Who is Jay Collins? I don't care if you sleep with a man, suck it, you know what? I don't care what you do. You're nobody. You're the first person I just heard of you since you came out. So maybe you felt like you needed to make a name for yourself by coming out, because I've never heard of this man.
Right. Give me a superstar to say that they came out. Let's see what
Exactly. I mean, who cares? You're like no one. Now, if I don't know, Kobe said he was gay. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, she Ray might need to come out, too. You know, I'm just saying. That's what they say.
Hey.
So, I'm just saying what the streets is talking. You know,
hey, Sis, I do hate to cut you off because every time we get you on, you be on fire. So here's what I'm going to do. On Monday, if I see you checking in, you get first dibs on the call, baby girl. We're going straight to whatever you want to talk about.
All right, fine. I'll get cut off for now. All right, y'all.
No doubt. Man, that was poop, man, in the asylum. She came on in. We need more women callers. We're not... discriminate. We're not male chauvinists. Call in, man. Your opinion is your opinion. I'm telling you. Man, we on a tour, man. Every Monday and Friday, we might be in your city, on your street, on your block. We trying to get in your asylum. Call in. First time caller, we mailing you a t-shirt, man. We need walking advertising. We in the streets, man. We collecting welfare in this joint. Are you kidding me? Yes, we are. I ain't gonna tell you what I gotta do to keep the show going. Man, it's your boy, L. Boogie. I'm the host, my co-host, Jewel the G, and T. Row. Man, we signing off on this great Friday. We appreciate the callers calling in. Keep calling us, keep us active. We gotta keep paying the rent around this joint. Yep. Let's go, Ro.
Yeah.